Hello, good evening everyone. This is Jonel from Digital Manila. And
hi, I'm Azrael of Azrael's Maryland.
And
I am Rowena Lee from Animetrics World.
Yeah, so we have Rowena as our guest blogger with us here in Pinoy Podcast. Our main topic for tonight is the new interface of Friendster. And we have with us Ben Dunn, the VP for the Philippines and Global Head of Brand Experience. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I think Ben will go straight to the to our questions with regards to the new face of Friendster.
Sure.
Could you say a little bit about it?
Well, about the new
The
new UI.
Yeah.
It's going to be completely different from the UI that we have right now. It's a very different structure, but we've managed to retain the vital elements of Friendster that everybody loves, particularly things like customization.
So the customization of layout remains?
Absolutely. That's always been a kind of a big priority for users. And users are, we conducted research throughout this year. So the changes we've made to the site are entirely based on the feedback and the ideas and the thoughts that we got from those users.
I guess the follow-up question would be, what triggered this change, or what inspired Friendster to make this change in the layout, in the UI?
Well, as we know, I mean, social networking is perhaps the fastest moving category in the world, and the in terms of kind of Friendster, it's really, really important that we're focused on our users and that we know who the users are. So the site is focused around Asian youth, and that means people between the ages of 16 and 24, specifically in Southeast Asia. The site has been redesigned around the local knowledge that we've got from our users, from the research that we've done, and from the ideas that we constantly get from them. It's also based around promoting fun through the site, and also through the kind of events like Pinoy Friends Today that we did this year. Pinoy Friends Today, yep. And also simplicity, because the feedback we got is that people don't really like the complexity that they see in other sites.
So we'd also like to add for our listeners that actually the Philippines is considered now as the social networking capital of the world. Is Friendster somehow aware of that also?
Was this a factor for this move?
Well, Friendster is very lucky in the base of users that it has in the Philippines. I think, you know, the Philippines pioneered SMS as the kind of the way to the mobile phone, overthrew whole governments that way. And I think social networks actually really do, they cater to the best parts of the Filipino culture around kind of sharing, having fun, taking photos, making friends, making new friends.
So in the next few days, or specifically on December 4, Friendster will be officially launching the new user interface, which is dominantly green, right?
It is dominantly green, yes.
So the big question is, why green? What's with the green color?
Well, the green is it reflects our character. It's dynamic, but it's also one of those things which is something which is constantly developing, constantly growing, constantly changing. So we wanted to kind of use those features of the color to express the changes in the brand, the organic nature.
Do you have any other questions you want to add?
What are there, aside from having the new upgrade, what are we expecting? As you mentioned earlier, you're having some special web pages for Friendster. Like, for example, you have a section for music, for gaming.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, sure. Right now, what we've done is we've moved gaming so that it's in the fun menu in the nav bar. So it's accessible straight from the homepage, and there's over 200 games there. But what we're planning for the first quarter is a gaming portal, and that's going to be a much larger part of the site than gaming is right now. And in second quarter next year, we're going to be launching a music portal.
About the games, are they free, downloadable, or are this is exclusive only in Friendster?
At the moment, they're online games, they're social gaming, but the gaming portal is going to have a very wide range. But I think it's important to say that we've just recently launched the wallet and the gift shop. And the gift shop is only the kind of the first stage in the use of the wallet. Some of the games in the gaming portal are going to be free to play, free to use. Other ones will be kind of free up to a point, and then you'll be able to kind of buy, you know, a better sword or a better gun and that kind of thing through the wallet. But the important thing with the wallet is that you will load coins through the use of a prepaid card, which you can buy in convenience stores like 7-Elevens and internet cafes across the region. So what we found is that credit card penetration is very low in this region, and therefore if we were to launch a wallet with credit card penetration, it wouldn't work. So it was really, really important, knowing this region as we do, that we use prepaid cards in that way.
Well, is this another step in the future that, for example, as a user, I can earn money?
Well, for the friends or members?
An idea or having an e-wallet, for example, in gaming and other activities in Friendster. Was there a path already that users can earn money?
Azrael, you're just way ahead of me. If only I'd thought of that.
Okay.
There's a number of initiatives which are in the pipeline. And yes, I mean, we'd love to do something like that for our users, where they can kind of earn money through the site. But I think it's also important to point out that with the wallet, we actually have play money, promotional money, which is called chips. Mm-hmm. And that's
chips.
Going to be, yeah, Friendster chips, as Friendster well as Friendster chips. Coins. And so with Friendster chips, that's promotional play money that we can give to people to send some of the virtual gifts and to be able to kind of play games. So that will be able to, advertisers on the site will be able to use those for promotions. You know, you can do things and earn things to do that. But yeah, I mean, we'd love to make it so that you could kind of do things on the site and earn coins in that way.
So briefly, how different is Friendster chips from Friendster coins?
Friendster chips is play money, so it doesn't have any monetary backing. There's no coins behind it. Friendster coins, you have to buy with the use of a prepaid card.
Okay.
Our guest Rowena of Animetric.info would also be having a question.
Friendster has always been pretty free for all in terms of usage. And since we're targeting the younger crowd, is there going to be any form of moderation for the users? Because there are a lot of spammers and those types of members.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I think the short answer to that is yes, but I mean, in terms of kind of, we moderate the site right now. We have an entire team who kind of works on that. It's a problem that all sites have. It's a problem that search engines have. And so the challenge is always how you police that without restricting users and perfectly legitimate users in terms of what they use and what they put up. But you know, when we talk about Asian youth, we're talking about 16 to 24. But you know, spam and porn, it's an industry issue, and it's something that we're always kind of fighting against.
And for the big question of how is the new Friendster different, or what is its unique selling point compared to other SNS or social networking sites?
Well, I think there's three main points there. The first is the local relevance, and I've talked about the wallet, the local knowledge, the wallet with the prepaid cards. Customization is a major issue. The little things like who's viewed me, because not all social network users in the world are actually, they use social networks to meet new people. A lot of the time they're actually using them just with the friends they already know. So local relevance is the first time, first thing, local knowledge. The second thing is fun, just in the way that, and it's the little things, the little design changes on the site. You know, the little things that you're actually going to show your friends and say, look, isn't this really, really cool? As well as emphasizing things like gaming and comments on photos and stuff that Asian youth in this area find really fun. And the last thing is just simplicity. Now, that's not to say simple. It's more kind of, it's about easy and ease of use. It's been really one of the things that came out of the research loud and clear for us is that people don't like complexity. They don't like clutter. And so that's one of the things that we've really focused on in terms of the new redesign of the site. So I think those are the three areas where we're very different.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions you'd want to add?
As you can see, SNS already being used for businesses. So how can you, for example, show Friendster being used for business?
You mean by the users themselves?
Yes.
People can use Friendster for business. Our focus is on fun for Asian youth, so fun and entertainment. Our focus is on being an online and an offline brand, so events, music, gaming, gifting, just entertainment. So
more on lifestyle and entertainment.
Lifestyle and entertainment. So you're right, people do use SNS for business and for e-commerce, but that's not a major focus for us.
So that's the words we heard from Ben Dunn from Friendster.com. Well, with regards to the new UI of Friendster that we would about to see in a few days. For your last words, Ben, would you like to invite our listeners with regards to the new UI of Friendster and when this would be officially launched and the likes?
Okay. Well, it's going to be officially launched around lunchtime on Friday.
December 4th.
December 4th on Friday.
What time?
Well, the thing is, it's kind of, I know what time it's going to be pushed out from California, but it takes about 4 hours to go across all of the servers. So it's kind of, it's I can't say an exact time when it's all going to switch, if you see what I mean.
It's a global thing on Friday.
It's a global thing on Friday, and it's going to be really exciting. But I think, you know, this is only the beginning. So I've talked about the gaming portal, I've talked about music, but I think one of our what's going to be really, really important for Friendster in the future is staying close to Asian youth, staying close to this region, understanding what we can do in order to kind of serve the users here better. So what I would really love all of the listeners to do is to make sure that they provide as much feedback as they possibly can on what their thoughts are on the site. Because I think, you know, I love it. It's something I'm really proud of. It's something we in the company are really proud of. But all of these things can be improved on. So it's not like we're just going to kind of launch a site and then run away. So there's going to be feedback at friendster.com. And I'd really, really love to hear people's kind of thoughts, comments, and feedback.
So there's a feedback feature somewhere on the site when it's launched?
I believe there's going to be a specific button that's going to be on the site. Which will be asking for feedback, but there's always feedback at friendster.com.
Okay. For your final words?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So that's it. In 2 days or 3 days, we would see the new UI of Friendster. And for your comments and feedback, look for that feedback button, and friendster.com would really appreciate that. Again, this is Jonel from digitalmanila.blogspot.com.
And Azrael of Azrael's Maryland.
Our guest blogger,
Rowena Lee of Animetrics World.
Thank you very much for listening, and you heard it first here in Pinoy Podcast.
Thank you.
Pleasure. That was really good.
Thank you.